What's up, Pharmacy Nation? I'm Pharmacy Joe. Thank you for being a listener of the Elective Rotation, a critical care and hospital pharmacy podcast. This is episode 499. In this episode, I'll discuss an article about using prothrombin complex concentrates for the treatment of factor 10A inhibitor-related intracranial hemorrhage. I have all the evidence supporting today's show linked up in the show notes at pharmacyjoe.com/episode499. The title of the article we'll be discussing is Factor 10A Inhibitor-Related Intracranial Hemorrhage, or the FIX-ICH study, results from a multi-center observational cohort receiving prothrombin complex concentrates. The lead author was Nicholas G. Panos, and this was published in Circulation April 2020. Much of the time that oral factor 10A inhibitors have been on the market, there has been an absence of direct reversal agents. Prothrombin complex concentrates have been routinely used and recommended for serious bleeding events, such as intracranial hemorrhage, in patients on oral factor 10A inhibitors. Even now, with the availability of andexanet alpha, many institutions use prothrombin complex concentrates due to the lower relative cost. Many expert guidelines support using prothrombin complex concentrates in patients with ICH based on limited data. The authors of this study sought to evaluate the safety and efficacy of prothrombin complex concentrate for factor 10A inhibitor-related ICH in a large, multi-center cohort of patients. The study was multicenter, retrospective, and an observational cohort. All patients had apixaban or rivaroxaban-related ICH and received PCC. The study looked at both safety and hemostatic efficacy. The safety analysis looked at all patients meeting inclusion criteria for the occurrence of a thrombotic event. All patients with at least one follow-up brain imaging scan within 24 hours of PCC administration were assessed for hemostatic efficacy. The primary efficacy outcome was the percentage of patients with excellent or good hemostasis. Secondary outcomes included an evaluation of in-hospital mortality, length of stay, infusion-related reactions, and thrombotic event occurrence. A total of 663 patients were included and assessed for safety outcomes. Of these, 433 patients had a follow-up brain imaging scan and were able to be assessed for hemostatic efficacy. Excellent or good hemostasis was observed in just over 80% of patients. And there were 25 patients who experienced a thrombotic event for an occurrence rate of 3.8%. 22 of these events occurred in the first 14 days following PCC administration. For the full cohort of patients, in-hospital mortality was 19%, and the median ICU and hospital lengths of stay were 2 and 6 days, respectively. The authors concluded administration of PCC after apixaban and rivaroxaban-related ICH provided a high rate of excellent or good hemostasis coupled with a 3.8% thrombosis rate. Randomized controlled trials evaluating the clinical efficacy of PCC in patients with factor 10A inhibitor-related ICH are needed. The study actually included two forms of PCC, the four-factor PCC known as Kcentra and activated PCC. Kcentra was used far more commonly with a ratio of about 3.5 to 1. The median initial dose of Kcentra was about 43 units per kilo, and the median initial dose for the activated PCC was about 26 units per kilo. The median time from presentation to PCC administration was 2.6 hours, which does seem like a considerable amount of time for this patient population who is usually getting very rapid brain imaging when they present to the ED. Only 5% of patients needed a second dose. The thrombotic events that occurred include 14 DVTs, 8 ischemic strokes, 2 MIs, and 1 PE. All patients who had an ischemic stroke also had atrial fibrillation. This is the most comprehensive cohort study to date looking at the use of PCC to treat ICH from factor 10A inhibitors. Until a randomized trial is available, this is probably going to be the best data we'll have to go by on the use of PCC in clinical practice for treating intracranial hemorrhage. Members of my Hospital Pharmacy Academy have access to practical training materials on DOAC reversal, warfarin and heparin reversal, practical strategies for acutely elevated intracranial pressure, tranexamic acid in the treatment of bleeding, intracranial hemorrhage after alteplase, blood pressure control in acute stroke, and the pharmacist's role at a stroke alert. I've created this material as well as many more resources in the Academy to help hospital pharmacists learn practical, critical care, and hospital pharmacy skills and translate theoretical knowledge to the bedside. To get immediate access to everything the Academy has to offer, go to pharmacyjoe.com/academy to join today. Thank you so much for listening. I'll see you in the next episode of the Elective Rotation.